it's dirty. I ate a baby there. He did.
And you better eat a whole bunch of shit if you have a problem with us saying words like shit, fuck, cunt, or any other vulgar obscenity. This is just plain filthy. Ask your parents.
So no head?
Welcome to the Just Plain Filthy Podcast. I'm Casey Campbell.
I'm TJ Vegas, and we are in a great timeline. As we said last episode, wrestling is great, but also so is the other side of the coin. Music and movies are fucking killing it right now.
Hell yeah.
I know Casey recently just started listening to this new Ice Nine Kills, and ooh. Casey, Devin, a whole bunch of my other friends. I met a friend at the tattoo shop a couple days ago who is decked out in all the Ice Nine Kills stuff, saying how much he's excited for this album. So I can only imagine how good it is.
It is fantastic.
We're gonna talk a little bit about new music and albums that are coming out and that have already come out that we absolutely love. There's a whole bunch of movies that I'm excited for, and one that I kind of want to dive into if I can.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the other side of things, the non-wrestling side, and it's gonna fucking slap. So
yeah,
do you want to just dive right into it?
Yeah, let's dive right into it.
Okay, so last Friday,
yes,
Ice Nine Kills dropped an album.
They dropped the Silver Scream 2, Welcome to Horrorwood. It's the sequel to their 2018 effort of the Silver Scream. This band technically sound heavy as fuck, but they also got that theatrical element that I really, really like. There's hints of Broadway in it. There's hints of classic rock. There's hints of even some shit has like a dad rock vibe, which I don't normally fuck with dad rock, but like when Ice Nine Kills does it, it's a little bit more tongue in cheek. It's a little bit more like
it fits the theme that they're trying to do.
It fits
for the
like
song
yeah, it fits the theme of the song itself. And some of the themes that they go through in this album, you got shit like they do a song about American Psycho.
Is that the one with Huey Lewis in the News little clip?
Yeah.
That's like the only song that I've really liked so far after listening to them. I might like this one then.
Pet Sematary. They have an Evil Dead inspired song on this one with with a Bruce Campbell themed breakdown. I'm all about it. Like
what?
Yes.
And you guys said in the group chat, you said Corpse Grinder is in it. Corpse Grinder.
Corpse Grinder is a part of the album. They do feature.
What's that about?
They feature one of the tracks. I don't remember which one offhand. But shit's wild. Brian Saylor and Ryan Kirby are also on the record. Ryan Kirby, fantastic vocalist. We're out here. Like, Ice Nine Kills is out here. Massachusetts boys running the world. Making fucking movies.
I've been sleeping on them for quite some time. Because I was like, I like heavy stuff. I like that vibe. I like that style of music. Mm-hmm. But normally when bands have a gimmick or like have a theme for things that they do, like concept albums and stuff, it's usually a big turnoff for me, so I've stayed away from it all.
Yeah.
But the more that people send me clips that I listen to, I'm like, this ain't that bad. And that fucking song with Huey Lewis and the News little reference in there, I was like, oh shit, this isn't that bad. And it's got the guy from Papa Roach on there, and I was like, oh shit.
Exactly. And like, if that's one of those things, any other band that does this sort of thing, I don't like it. But, like, this is a perfect mix of a bunch of different shit. Like, there's Broadway elements, like I said. Like, it feels like I'm actively listening to horror movies. And all the music videos and stuff are really well done, too. There's, like, this whole overarching narrative in all of the music videos from the Silver Scream to the Silver Scream 2. And I think that's just wonderful. Spencer Charnas is a genius. Absolute genius.
Yeah, dude. As I said, yeah, the more I listen to it, the more I can appreciate it. Mm-hmm. As you know, and it's been this way for as long as you've known me, I'm very much in my bubble, and I don't usually listen to bands that I either I don't have to listen to. Like, if I have to listen to it for, like, bands that slap, I'll listen to it.
Mm.
But if it's something like, oh, this new album comes out, and I'm like, eh, I'm going to continue listening to this 1998 Screamo album.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, I mean, Iceland Kills is one of those bands where I knew of them, but I didn't really pay attention. They were always coming around. They're always coming around to Rocco's and shit. I remember that.
Yeah, and they played a lot of shows at Rocco's.
Yeah, and this is, like, back when they were doing their first couple of records, which is just, like, they're based on horror books, sometimes horror movies. But, like, the last couple of years, they've really taken this concept and just, like, tightened it and perfected it. And it's to the point now where they deserve everything, because the Silver Scream, one, is one of my favorite albums ever, and the Silver Scream 2 is probably going to be up there, because it's just so tight, so tight.
On the other side of things, like, while you have the heavy stuff that happened last Friday, there was also really good hip hop, and by really good hip hop, I mean Zach Fox.
Yes,
which not traditional hip hop. It's like comedy under the guise of hip hop.
Yes,
but the fact that every time he drops a song, the moment I know about it, I'll be at work. I will drop what I'm doing. I will listen to it in the middle of the parking lot with 30 carts behind me. Yes. I'll be at home doing dishes, and fuck these dishes. They don't need to be cleaned. I'm going to listen to Zach Fox now.
Exactly.
But I'm looking at some of the lyrics right now for some of the songs on this album. You got things like, yeah, I'm back on my bullshit, them beams got me geeking. Throwing money on the strippers like they chickens getting seasoned. I got bitches across the universe, I'm pimping like I'm Steven. She gonna hit me with them Kegels, almost made me have a seizure.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
Perfect.
They have so many fucking references in this thing. I've only gotten up to the third song so far on this new album, but it's way more well-rounded and put together than his old stuff. And some of the songs so far have been held back. It's not as wild.
Well, a lot of his old stuff is more freestyle stuff, right?
Yeah. This might very well be, too, but at least he has an effort of, like, putting into a chorus.
Yeah.
So he might go off the top for, like, a verse, and then does the chorus, and then comes back in. But this is, like, he's finally coming into his own, and, like, who knows, he might start, like, actually playing shows and stuff, which would be sick.
That would be rad as fuck. I like me some Zach Fox.
Yeah, and in really good news, have you ever listened to a song that was so beautiful it made you cry?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah. I was at work listening to the new Explosions in the Sky record, Big Bend. And then I came back inside, and my eyes were red, and my cheeks were, like, wet. And people were like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I just listened to a song. this whole album that just came out, insanely good, and they did it all. It's a soundtrack for a public television docuseries.
Nice.
Big Bend National Park in Texas.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
They got contacted to do a soundtrack for the docuseries that they're doing, and they have a song for, like, every scene of the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they got, like, Chisos, they got Climbing Bear, they got Woodpecker, they got Flying, they got Camouflage, they have all these songs. I think it's like 9 or 10 songs overall, and it's like an hour or something long for the whole entire thing. And this is just so good. It's weird for me to say in words. It's they're telling a story, and they're expressing themselves, and they're creating visuals without saying a single word.
That's awesome.
It's a post rock band. If you haven't heard of them, they have no vocals. It's three guitarists, a bassist, a drummer, and somebody that does like random things like a violin, a cello, trumpets, flutes, keyboards, whatever they need. And they throw that in there. And they've been around for over 20 years. And they are one of my favorite bands. So I heard that they recently did one. And it was like the first day of October. And I'm like, fuck yeah. We out here, we listened to an early birthday present.
Yes.
On the same day. I found out my favorite band, Circuit Survive, is putting out a 4-song EP. And guess when it comes out, Casey?
On your birthday?
On my birthday.
Woo!
They trying to steal my thunder? They trying to steal my thunder? They don't want me to get all the hype for my album. They gotta put out an EP.
Contact Anthony Green. We'll move the date. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, Rise Records, can you fuck off for like a week? give me some room to breathe, damn it.
Yes.
But they just put out a new song called Imposter Syndrome. And for any Circus Survive fans, the best way I can say is it's very much the style of their newest album, where it's very somber and very laid back without like heavy drums or guitars or anything. There's not a lot of whittly. It's very atmospheric.
Of course.
But the lyrics for these songs are very much like Blue Sky Noise. It's like bringing people together and talking about like mental health and all that stuff. The song Imposter Syndrome that they just put out is a song that Anthony Green wrote when he was battling his relapse of addiction.
Oh.
So he was writing this song thinking that he doesn't feel like he belongs because he's a fraud. He relapsed and he doesn't know how to deal with it. So he wrote these songs, and then recently they recorded them all. And they're putting it out as a 4-song EP.
Been there. That's gonna make me cry.
Like, holy shit. Y'all gonna tell me Zach Fox, Ice Nine Kills, Explosion in the Sky, Circus Survive, and I believe there's a couple others, like Sleep Token just dropped a new album.
Yes.
For anybody that hasn't heard Sleep Token, we heard them on the Bands That Slap podcast. If you're a fan of rock, it's good for you. If you're a fan of post-rock, it's good for you. Hard rock, metal, there's elements in there that's good for you. I just suggest you check it out. Like, so much good music happening right now. In all aspects of things we cover on Just Plain Filthy, we're getting spoiled right now.
Yes. Absolutely.
Is there any albums that are coming out that you're excited for?
I was really looking forward to Ice Nine Kills, but other than that, I have been working too much to pay attention to, like, more than three things.
I can understand that. I didn't know anything of what's coming out until y'all were like, oh, Ice Nine Kills is dropping an album soon. I was like, oh, shit.
Yes.
And then I heard this morning Zach Fox dropped an album, and then I heard last week that Circa was dropping an album.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I haven't heard anything until the last minute, so it's just like, nice laid back, docile TJ, and oh shit! And then it goes past, and I'm just like, doo 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 doo, and then another month or two later, oh shit!
Oh yeah, I know.
No idea what's going on.
I know Slipknot should be releasing some new shit pretty soon.
I haven't really cared for Slipknot in like 10 years.
I'm a fan.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're bad. They know what they're doing. They know their demographic. They know how to get them hyped, and they know what to do.
I'm an old-school Slipknot stan.
Old-school Slipknot is good. The angrier, the better. But now it's just like old man shouting at the sky kind of bullshit.
Have you heard Corey Taylor's son's band?
It sounds just like Slipknot.
Yes. It's great. It's Corey's son and Clown's son. I'm like...
Yeah.
God damn, if you, like, just played this in a vacuum and didn't tell me who it was, I would be like, is this new Slipknot? Like,
if you played that in a vacuum, I'd tell you to turn it up because this vacuum is too loud.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, we need one of those silent Swiffer ones, you know, the shark.
Yeah, trying to listen to not Slipknot.
let's change gears for a second. Marvel.
Yes.
Have you seen or heard anything about the new Marvel movie Shang-Chi?
I've been meaning to see it. I have not gotten to see it yet. I was going to see it when we were in Chicago, but then we decided against going to the movies.
Yeah, it's not on streaming yet because it's still in theaters.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give anything away, but when I say it, this might be, without like things like how Doctor Strange does it. Like Doctor Strange has all these like weird effects and it looks like you're hallucinating. As far as like straight up regular cinematography, this might have to be some of the most unique fight scenes that I've seen in a Marvel movie.
That sounds so, like, I've heard the choreography and cinematography in this movie is so good.
It's so good. And like the fact that it's like all Asian Americans and like, but as far as Asian American like aesthetic and casting, this is great.
Good shit.
Awkwafina is one of the main people in there. She does really good. She gets a really good comic relief. But literally everybody's in there. A lot of it's subtitled. And they stay very true to, like, family, the stereotypical, like, Asian family tropes, like, traditional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They stay really close to that. And it's, like, giving a whole backstory. There's, like, nods to old Marvel films. There's nods to newer ones that are coming up. There's tie-ins that you wouldn't initially hear and think about.
That's awesome.
There's so much to unpack when you watch it. I want to watch it again, but I always have no time to like go out anything unless I plan it weeks in advance.
Oh yes, I need to see that, and I need to see Venom.
I haven't heard too much about Venom. I wanted to see it originally. But now I'm like, do I want to see Venom or do I just want to like wait until I finally get Maximum Carnage?
You should see Venom.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailers?
I've seen the trailers, yeah.
Carnage is in the movie.
I don't know. I didn't really care for the first one too much. Like, I didn't really care for how it was. One. So I'm like, this is like that midway point. Like they have maybe one more movie after this before they can potentially go to Maximum Carnage.
Yeah.
And I want that so much because I've been waiting for that for so long.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, do I want to just bite the bullet and just wait and then just enjoy the Spider-Man movies until I get there? But when I was in the theaters for Shang-Chi, so many movies popped up as like things that are happening.
Yeah.
And one of them is Eternals.
Yeah, I can't wait for Eternals. Eternals looks so goddamn good.
Can I just go through some of the names that are involved in this movie?
Yes.
Okay. So Angelina Jolie is playing Athena.
Nice.
Richard Madden is playing Icarus.
King of the North!
Kit Harington is playing Black Knight.
King of the North again!
Yeah. Gemma Chan is playing Cersei.
Yes.
Salma Hayek is Ajak.
Yes.
Dawn Lee is Gilgamesh.
Let's go!
Barry Keoghan is playing Druig.
Yes, cosmic bullshit.
Kumail Nanjiani is playing Kingo.
I love him. He got ripped for this.
I love Kumail Nanjiani so much.
He got ripped for this.
He did. He really did.
I was like, whoa.
Leah McHugh is playing Sprite. I didn't know who that was before this.
Yes.
But she has very much a, I forgot her name, but the teen girl from Deadpool.
Yeah, she's got that kind of energy.
Her character's got that kind of vibe.
Well, the thing with Sprite is, because Eternals don't age, when they became the Eternals,
they stay that age.
Yeah, and so Sprite is kind of just pissed off that
she's like a young teen girl.
That she's a teen girl for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, so then you got that, and then Lauren Ridloff is Makari.
Yes.
And Brian Tyree Henry, who is very funny in the trailer, is Phaistos.
Let's go.
What I believe to be a lot of foreshadowing of what's going to happen. I don't know who I actually saw as a celestial thing, but it looks like Fuck. What's the giant purple guy in space? What's his name?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember his fucking name.
And I feel terrible. I'm so hyped. What?
I used to know all the fucking Celestials' names. But I don't.
The one that eats planets.
Oh, Galactus.
Yes, that's. I think they foreshadowed and showed a bit of Galactus because there was a giant mechanical-ish looking being outside and somebody flew up and talked to him.
Yo, okay.
So I'm like, oh Galactus. Shit, we gonna get Galactus? This is that much close for us getting X-Men.
Let's go. I want
so
Galactus.
I'm so excited for that. Like, literally, my wife was going through a list of movies today and she was like, This is happening. And I'm like, yo, when? And it's all just like 22, 23, this is 24. And I'm like, fuck, give me it now.
We get Spider-Man No Way Home in a couple months, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. Let's see if I can find a quick list of some of these movies coming out.
Spider-Man.
Okay, so we got Shang-Chi that just happened. Spider-Man No Way Home, which is dropping soon.
Yes.
Eternals.
Yes.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yes.
I'm excited for that. Really excited for that.
Lord of the God Butcher!
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I haven't been this excited for a movie in quite some time.
Yes. Multiverse of Madness
is
going to
happen.
Yes.
Which, if I believe right, isn't it, Captain Marvel's friend's daughter, which is taking over and becoming Miss Marvel?
No. They're going to do a Miss Marvel TV show with the current Miss Marvel in the comics.
Okay.
But Monica Rambeau is going to be in that. You would need to watch Disney Plus shows.
I'm going to once we get closer. I just don't want to, like, this watch it now, forget to go back, and then forget what's happening leading into the movie.
I want
it all to be fresh in my head before I see the movie.
This is one of the reasons I was telling you to catch up on those.
I'm definitely going to once we get closer to these movies.
Yeah.
My fear is just that I'm going to watch these, and then I'm not going to revisit it, and then I'm going to end up watching these movies, and I'm going to retain nothing.
Well, you'll definitely need it for Captain Marvel 2.
Yeah. Hold on. Then we get... Moon Knight is supposed to be happening.
Yes!
Which, we were looking at that, and I was like, oh, shit, that's gonna be pretty cool. And then, switching forces over to DC, we were talking about this earlier.
Mm.
The Batman.
Yes! I cannot wait.
Do you think Robert Pattinson's gonna kill it? I have high hopes.
I do. Mainly because I've seen the trailer, and the trailer is dope.
It's a lot darker and grittier than anything we've had before.
Yes.
It's almost bordering on a horror movie.
I want to see it because...
I'm very excited.
The cast is talented.
I haven't checked out the cast yet.
It's dope.
Okay, hold on. Robert Pattinson, obviously, Batman. Zoe Kravitz is in there. Is that Lenny Kravitz's daughter?
I think so, yeah.
Because I always see that, and I kind of see, like, a resemblance, but I don't want to just, like...
Assume?
Go out there and say it's that. Paul Dano, the Riddler, yeah. I'm excited to see how they actually portray him. Like, I saw a couple pictures, but they weren't good pictures.
Yeah. No, Paul Dano's fantastic.
Paul Dano was great in Switch Army Man, so I'm, like, trying to see if he's good in, like, a serious role. How the fuck... are they doing Colin Farrell as the Penguin?
Look it up, because you will not know that it's Colin Farrell when you see him in the trailer.
Okay, a lot of prosthetics and makeup and stuff?
Yeah, he looks like an entirely different person. He walked on set and nobody knew he was Colin Farrell.
Okay. Oh shit, Andy Serkis is playing Alfred?
Yes.
Take my money. Take all of my money. Andy Serkis can do no wrong. That
yes.
That's a gem. Oh, that Barry Keoghan guy is doing another version of this movie. So he's both in this movie and Eternals.
Yeah.
That's neat. Let's see if there's anybody else. Rupert Jones? Do I know him from something?
Name sounds familiar.
Matthew McConaughey is going to be in this.
Wait, Matthew McConaughey is in it?
It doesn't say what he's playing, but it says he's listed on the cast.
Interesting.
Oh, and I know I keep switching back and forth because I'm like excited for movies, but last week, Halloween Kills came out.
I need to see that.
Yeah, I do too. But a little tidbit that I found out recently is, you know who is one of the writers on that movie?
Who?
Danny McBride.
He's been doing a lot of horror stuff recently.
Like, you're going to tell me that the guy from Eastbound and Down is a writer on Halloween Kills?
Yep. He's making the transition over to horror writer.
I'm going to pull it up right now and see if there's anything that I might know that he's done. Producer? Is that on there? Television. Other. Okay, it won't give me anything. But just that sentence, Danny McBride is a co-writer of Halloween Kills.
Yes.
I'm excited to see it, but I'm like, it's old people doing like an old Scooby-Doo chase of other old people.
It might be a little more than that.
I know. I'm lowballing it for the sake. If I lowball it in my head and I see it, my mind's going to be blown.
Let's just say the town of Haddonfield, Illinois, is done with Michael Myers' shit.
Time for a paddling, old man.
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
I made a TikTok about that movie, and I was just like, yo, if he don't die in this movie, this is what I propose for the next movie. Because currently, Michael Myers is 63.
Yes.
So they release one like every like 5 or so years.
Yeah.
This next one, if he don't die, it's gonna be, they're gonna call somebody. It's gonna be like, we have an ambulance coming to your residence, sir. Just breathing in the telephone. He comes over. The life alert has been called. Michael Myers slips and falls while using his walker in the driveway. He comes over. The medical examiner is like, sir, are you okay? Stabs him. Oh shit, falls down. I have power! Gets up, stabs everybody. Now we got a super powered, spooky old man, another murder grandpa. Then he's walking around. Jamie Lee Curtis, still just hanging on by a thread. She's not dead yet. She's traumatically fucking terrible. At her table, shaking. She's like very carefully eating her Activia yogurt, trying to regulate her digestive system. There's like a product placement right there. Her daughter pulls up, still not dead. Pulls up in like a Ford F-150 product placement. She's just like, we're going to put Michael Myers in a home, solitary confinement, and they're going to put him in something, and then they're going to burn the whole place down to the ground, and it's what we assume is going to be this. And then we're going to get Michael Myers in space.
Yo, all right, yeah. No, stab new rocket.
The fall of capitalism. Michael Myers stabs fucking Jeff Bezos.
He's
in
a
space.
Guy. He's a guy. Shoot him.
He's gonna stab
six shots.
Jeff Bezos in space.
I hit him with 6 shots.
Little fucking LMFAO and Lil Jon just murder Mike Myers. Just shots.
Well,
shots,
I don't know.
Shots,
like
shots.
In some movies, he's just a guy. In other movies, he's not just a guy. Like, that's what I kind of like. I love Scream, but what I don't get about the Scream movies is it's just a guy. Carry a gun, shoot him.
Yeah, the one thing I like about Scream movies though is they don't try to make it anything more. It's just like, who is the guy?
Yeah, exactly. That's one of my favorite
things.
It's a
mystery. Murder. It's not as much of a horror as it is a mystery. They're
exactly.
Not like, you can't kill him. You can't do this. You can't do that. He doesn't have special powers. He is one guy, maybe multiple people now. And he's got a knife. He doesn't give a shit about your things. He scoped out the area because you don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to kill you. Either get away or die. That's Scream. And that's why I love it. It's very easy to get. There's always, who is this person? I thought they were dead. It's a soap opera with murder.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect.
It's like General Hospital. Like, oh my god, I thought Sonny died years ago, but here he is. Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. And we've just reached the 30-minute mark on this episode.
Oh, shit. That went fast.
It did go by fast.
Hell yeah. Is there anything you want to plug? Anything that you yourself are very excited for before we do the plugs and...
No, just a new Halloween movie, new Scream movie, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Before we go past the 30, do you think we're bringing back anybody besides possibly Sydney? Do you think we get Matthew Lillard back again?
Yes. I hope so.
He's rising back in pop culture right now. I think this is the time.
He keeps saying that his character Stu is alive, and I'm going to believe him.
Now, did Jamie Kennedy literally die?
Jamie Kennedy died in Scream 2.
Because I remember the movies, but I don't remember, like, who is alive and who's dead.
Yeah, no, the only people from the original movie that are alive right now are Sydney, Dewey, and Gale.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, hey, we can do this. This could be really good, and it's made by the people who did Ready or Not, I believe.
Yes.
So perfect. This is a whole new thing. There's no more Wes Craven. It's a new one. So
let's go.
This could have the potential to be better than the old stuff, but in a different light.
Yes.
We don't know. I'm going into this blindly.
I'm excited.
So, yeah, we're ending the show. Plugs for y'all. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at JPF Podcast. We've re-renovated our site. Now you can submit your bands for Bands That Slap. We got 3 featured matches for Movement tab. We have new stuff coming to our news site. We have updated socials and a homepage. And you can check out old episodes and check out bands that were featured on Bands That Slap, all on the website, justplainfilthy.com.
Nice.
New episodes of this podcast and Bands That Slap coming out every Friday on here and on Twitch, respectively. So thank you for checking us out, and have a great night. I'm hidden away with subconscious with a fake smile. I pretend don't come to me. Extra face arena, paranoid, so scan the teeth. Speak your mind or say your piece. Whole tongue ain't no critiques, man. I should leave if you wanna help me, please. What the fuck I stay here for? Don't wanna see me achieve. That's what we're friends are for. They don't like my shit, or they don't vibe with it. I hear them talking, but how I travel through your ears, I'm out there transport. But now you wear me on your back like a jam sport. Remember high school saying I'm a fat torque? But now you wanna stay connected while I cut cords. I got the poetry and rapping for the lesser dense depressive man. So who can say the future's always in the hands? But I don't plan to be the motherfucking man. I just wanna speak my mind to folks I know who understand the deep end. Deep end, deep end. Lift me up, throw me right into the deep end. Lift me up, throw me right into the deep end. Yeah, that's toxic fucking thoughts. Obnoxious, I'm thinking I'm a problem. Just put it on my conscience. I've been conditioned to think of all of the options. And no one growing, knowing the flow is getting preposterous. 5 years evolving, but still I'm learning the process. I'm still a kid to the game if I'm being honest. And though I hate what I write, I'm hearing you got this. I'm trying to cater no more instead of being the pop shit. So you got hits, it goes hard, you got pits. They got streams and places where art ends. I got them bobbing heads, can I merely rock to this? I never needed money, never had a pot to piss. I scribble papers, find beats, but I save them. The week breaks, forget dates and later. Enemy is the brain of being a traitor. Blocking out the shit that it talks and do me a favor in the deep end. Deep end, deep end, deep end. Lift me up, throw me right into the deep end. Lift me up, throw me right into the deep end.